Tuesday afternoon, visiting with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over at the Appleton Library on this hot Tuesday. Cindy.
Yes, it is pretty warm out there. It will be as the day continues, I guess. So,
I got a great idea. It's so hot outside, maybe we should just come into the Appleton Library and read a newspaper or check out a book or something.
Or just escape the heat, right?
Yep.
And, you know, it is true. We've got a little bit of something for everyone. We always have a craft table for children and families to work on a craft or something here, you know, coloring pages and things for kids. And you're right. We've got magazines, newspapers, computers, and, of course, the holy grail of items, books.
Yeah.
At least that's what they are to libraries, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So escape the heat, because it's pretty cool in here.
That's right. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, the summer reading program is going on right now and continues throughout the rest of June and throughout all of July. And so if you're interested, we're always accepting registrations for our program during the whole entire thing, because what you do is you read books and you earn prizes while you do it. And then, of course, we have weekly activities. Every Wednesday is Library Day here, and we always have something going on at 3:30 in the afternoon for children and families and everything. And this week is Build Your Own Critter, and registration is required. We've got a few critters left anyway, and so come on down and join us. Like I said, pre-registration is required for this event, and so keep that in mind. And so that's our big deal this week. Also, next week on Monday is our book club. We have an adult coffee, cookies, and chat book club for adults, and it's Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus is the book that we are reading this particular month. It's a super fun. It's one of the, well, you know, it's kind of hard for me to choose. I do so many fun things here, Paul, that...
Yeah, you don't know what to choose, huh?
No, I mean, it's just... Kind of, I mean, you want a fun job, be a library person. Anyway, and super enjoy book club. It's a great group of people, and, you know, sometimes they have some new people that pop in, too, and that's wonderful as well.
Yeah.
And then next week, our Wednesday activity is Lego Club, and anyone that's six and under, always we require them to have an adult. Keep that in mind. That pretty much is standard for all of our activities, and we have a lot of parents that just want to hang out with their kids, and that's super fun. I still want to hang out with my kids.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I know. Anyway, and so that's what next week is, and then, of course, July will be here just before you know it, mm-hmm. and then we'll have a whole new list of fun activities for people.
All right.
And maybe we'll be moving the library. I don't know.
Well, eventually we get there.
Yeah, eventually.
I understand you were over there earlier today, huh?
Yes, I was checking out just to see, you know, different things that are happening and not happening anyway here at the new site. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. We're getting closer and closer all the time. I mean, you go in there and, you know, they even hung some blinds. And
oh, they have already. Okay.
I know. But yet there's flooring and electrical and... You know, it'd be nice if we had working lights everywhere.
Yeah, just have to be patient, right, Cindy?
Yes, patience is a virtue that sometimes I think skipped me.
Yeah, me too. I have no patience.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move into what are people reading then.
Yes, there's a lot of new fiction books out this week. We've got a James Patterson and Brendan DuBois book out called Cross Down as John Sampson seeks justice after Alex Cross gets injured. A book that kind of interests me, I'll be pulling that to read that myself, is Lady Tan's Circle of Women by Lisa C. Tan learns the pillars of Chinese medicine from her grandmother, but is sent into an arranged marriage and pressured by her mother-in-law not to practice. Kind of an interesting read. The Paris Daughter by Kristen Harmel is when a woman becomes the target of the German occupation in Paris, she leaves her young daughter with her friend. Clive Cussler's Fire Strike by Mike Madden is the 17th book in the Oregon Files. And then also S.A. Crosby, or Cosby, I should say, has All the Sinners Bleed. It's Titus Crown, a former FBI agent who becomes the county's first black sheriff, tracks a serial killer, and contends with a far-right group. And so those are all fiction books. And I've got one nonfiction book to share. It's called My Friend Anne Frank. It's by Hannah Pick Gosler with Dinah Kraft. It's a memoir by the Holocaust survivor who was first referred to as Lise Goossens in Anne Frank's diary. So, yeah, kind of a, it's gaining a little hype out there. And so that is also new this week. So, but if you've got a favorite author or someone that you're interested in, or maybe you just need a book recommendation, stop on down here at the Appleton Library, because we're all readers, so we've always got some opinions on what we think is good.
So where are you located, Cindy, and when are you open?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, Saturdays, 10 to 2. And, of course, you can give us a call at 320-289-1681. Check us out on the website at Appleton Public Library. And then also, friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
Okay. All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, stay cool today.
You too.
Yeah, good. Go to the Appleton Public Library and stay cool if you want to get out of the heat. So.
Yep. Come on down. We're open until 7.
You still have the sidewalk chalk thing, or the thing outside that you were doing?
Oh, you mean the story time,
yeah.
The story walk? We actually didn't put it up this year because we have hopes of moving.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And wanted to wait and put it up at the new spot.
There you go.
That's kind of been our mantra this summer. We're waiting because we could move.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm looking forward to doing a live broadcast from your new spot one of these days. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. So thank you though for asking about all of that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Cindy, and you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye bye.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.